This is Jess, and welcome to the Flaky Foodie Podcast. I'm so excited to bring you this episode, which is episode zero, or the episode before the very first episode. Today, we're going to talk about some things that you may be wondering so far, like, who are you, this crazy lady talking to me? What is this Flaky Foodie Podcast about? And should I subscribe? I'm going to answer these questions, but first I'm going to answer that last question, which is yes, you're going to want to subscribe because I have content that you won't want to miss. Let's get into it. So let's get to the heart of the matter. What is the Flaky Foodie Podcast about? The key is right there in the title, The Flaky Foodie. It's all about food. If you want to know a product you shouldn't miss out on at the grocery store because it's just that good, or you want to know about a new restaurant or a food experience to try, or maybe you want to know more about what foods are trending or what food personalities are up to, this is the place for you. Maybe you're a huge nerd like me and you want to hear from those people who know everything about everything, the food experts, the nutritionists, the historians, to learn more about the background of what we eat and where it comes from. This is also the place for you because I'm going to talk to those people as often as I can. So now that you're along for the ride, and this all sounds really good to you, you know, you're into food and all of that, I won't scare you off by answering this next question, which is, who is this crazy lady and why is she qualified to talk about this? Well, I'm Jess. I have a background in broadcast journalism, and I actually worked in local television news for a brief period of my life. However, I have a lifelong passion for food, for baking, and for cooking. My mom was actually a home ec teacher, and she was a Food Network host or Julia Childs or Ina Garten before there even was a Food Network. She taught these kids how to cook all day at school, and that instruction just kind of bled through when she was just making ordinary things at home. I never forget the time it was my dad, my sister, and we were sitting around the table just minding our own business. We weren't even really noticing her cooking. And all of a sudden, she starts narrating like there's cameras like everywhere. She's taking these leaf after leaf of collard greens. She's rolling them up into this cigar shape and then using the chiffonade method to cut them up. And she's telling us like why this is the best method to cut up greens and giving us tips on how to cut up collard greens. Now, collard greens are not my favorite food, full disclosure, but I'll never forget the lessons that I learned at her counter. And even though I may not have a culinary degree, I have so much stuff that I learned in her kitchen. And it's also just the passion for food that she instilled in me that I hope to bring to this podcast. And I also know what I don't know. And that's when our expert guests that I mentioned earlier come to play. Learn with me as I talk to these people who know a lot about food or a lot about the history of food or the science of food. It should be a really interesting ride. Now, you may be wondering why the Flaky Foodie is a title. You have this good premise. You sound like you kind of know what you're talking about. Why would you call yourself flaky? Well, I do identify as a free spirit. And some people kind of label that as flaky. And one day I was thinking, you know what? People complain about people being flaky, but nobody ever complains when food is flaky. It's like one of the top tier adjectives to describe food. If somebody offers you a pie and says, hey, taste this, it's so flaky, you are going to try it because you know that's about to be a delicious pie from one simple word, flaky. Well, I'm reclaiming that word as a positive. If food can bring out the best in a word like flaky, maybe that applies to people too. Maybe it applies to you and to me. And so, the Flaky Foodie. New episodes will be posted weekly on all major podcast platforms, your Spotify, your iTunes, all of that. Don't miss that first official episode. Don't miss out. We're going to talk about food resolutions and food trends for 2022. even if you're finding this after the new month of January and the new year, this will still be relevant because it's going to be pretty cool to go back and see what foods they said would trend are actually trending, or whether or not they're just complete and utter flops. You won't want to miss it. Subscribe wherever you are listening on whatever platform, or go to my website, theflakyfoodie.com, and subscribe to my mailing list.